it away. Still right here where she left me, along with all the other things she don't care about anymore. Like that picture from our honeymoon, that night in Frisco Bay, she said, give it away. Well, I can't give it away. That big four-poster king-size bed where all our love was made, she said, give it away. Well, I can't give it away. I've got a furnished house, a diamond ring, and a lonely broken heart full of love, and I can't even give it away.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. At least 200 people are dead, many more injured as Israeli Defense Forces carry out airstrikes on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon.
The mood here in Beirut is very different today. The streets are quieter and many restaurants vacant. And this morning, a lot of people got warnings on their cell phones to evacuate, and those same messages were broadcast on radio stations. And I can tell you that we've seen people here extremely worried.
ABC's Marcus Moore in Beirut. The situation in the Middle East will be a focus of this week's United Nations General Assembly. Tomorrow, President Biden's expected to give his farewell address to UN members. The suspect in a second assassination attempt on former President Trump is due in court today. The hearing will be to determine if Ryan Routh should stay behind bars while the investigation continues. He's charged with two gun-related crimes but has yet to enter a plea. This is ABC News. The Pope has canceled meetings today due to what's described as a slight illness.
On the heels of an arduous 11-day Asian trip, Pope Francis has come down with what the Vatican calls slight flu-like symptoms. And as a precaution, he'll be taking it easy for the next couple of days. Part of the reason behind that, he's on the road again on Thursday to Luxembourg and Belgium on a four-day trip. The 87-year-old knows when he has to slow down. Through much of last winter, he battled bronchitis and bouts of influenza. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A looming strike that could shut down ports on the East Coast is prompting lawmakers to urge the White House to intervene. Dock workers could walk off the job as early as October 1st without a contract. House Republicans pushing the Biden administration to help the negotiations to avoid a supply chain crisis. The White House says it won't force the workers back to work if there's a strike. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It was a busy weekend for politics here in Wisconsin. Friday, Democratic presidential nominee and Vice President Kamala Harris was in Madison. She filled the Alliant Energy Center to capacity with more than 10,000 people. Saturday, Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde held a few events. And also Saturday, Senator Tammy Baldwin held an event in Richland Center with Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Meanwhile, Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced a bill to help businesses who rely on a cold, snowy winter when we don't exactly get one. We had a mild winter last season, slowing down tourism. Seven counties across northern Wisconsin lost an approximate $6.5 million. And because of climate change, it's likely these warmer winters will happen more and more. The Winter Recreation Small Business Recovery Act would help small businesses qualify for disaster relief when they don't have the weather they need to thrive. And here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, October 5th, from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., Over in Brantwood, the Butcher and the Baker are having their Flannel Fest celebration. There's going to be live music by the Prairie Sparrows from 3 to 4 p.m., an open mic from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., meat bundle sales, raffles to benefit Honduras Well Projects, Mark's famous steak sandwiches, giveaways and door prizes, and if you wear a flannel shirt, you get a free gift. There's also going to be beer, wine, and cider, and dogs are welcome. Vendors are welcome too. For more information, call 715-564-3152. Once again, that is Saturday, October 5th from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. in Brantwood for the Butcher and the Baker Flannel Fest. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. This is the funeral mass notice for Georgia Ann Alarcon, who passed away on August 1st of 2023. The funeral mass will be held at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Fifield on Tuesday, September 24th. At 11 a.m., Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. A visitation will be held at the church on Tuesday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This is the funeral mass notice for Georgia Ann Alarcon. Violet D. Susie Habeck, age 101, of Park Falls, died on Friday, September 13th, at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. She is survived by her two sons, George Hass of Dallas, Oregon, and by John Hass of Wind Lake, further survived by two stepdaughters, Nola Mikulski of Park Falls, and by Vicki McKnight of Bonzel, California. Survived also by 17 grandchildren, by many great-grandchildren, by her sister, Eunice Wehart, and by her brother, Delwood Madsen, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial Mass to be held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls on Saturday, September 28th at 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation to be held at the church on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Violet D. Susie Habeck, 101 of Park Falls. Joan Rachel Schmidt, 96, passed away on September 18th at her home in Park Falls. Joan is survived by all of her children, Mark Schmidt, Margaret Schmidt, Joel Schmidt, Edward Schmidt, Dominic Schmidt, Timothy Schmidt, by Peter Schmidt, by Amy Singer, by Mary Hembuck, Philip Schmidt, and by Edith Hahn. A massive Christian burial to be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, September 27th at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls, preceded by a gathering of family and friends from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Joan Rachel Schmidt, 96, Park Falls. Timothy John Bleck peacefully passed away at his home, surrounded by his family and by his loving dogs, after a courageous year-and-a-half battle with cancer on a sunny morning on September the 16th. He is survived by his son, Joey, by his daughter, Haley Hess, further survived by three grandchildren, by his mother, Marlene, and by his brother, Corey. There will be a graveside service at the Levitt Creek Cemetery in Ogama on Saturday, September 28th. Following the service, there will be a lunch at the VFW Hall located in Westboro. This has been the funeral notice for Timothy John Bleck. Arthur Alwyn Fox, age 100 of Phillips, died on September 18th at his home, surrounded by his family and friends. Art is survived by his daughter, Tamara Brandt of Phillips, further survived by his grandchildren, by his great-grandchildren, by his son-in-laws, and by his daughter-in-laws. Visitation will be held on September 27, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at First Baptist Church located in Phillips. Funeral services, preceded by viewing at 10 a.m., will be Saturday, September 28, 11 a.m. at the First Baptist Church. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Arthur Alwyn Fox, age 100, of Phillips. John Dale Sievert, 88, of Fifield, died peacefully at his home on Friday, September 20th, with his family by his side. He is survived by his wife, Carol, by their children, Ann Ingram, Johnny, Michael, Elizabeth, Christopher, Teresa, and Andrew. Further survived by their grandchildren, by their great-grandchildren, by his brother, Douglas and Russell Sievert, and by his brother-in-law, and further survived by other relatives and friends. Memorial service will be held 11 a.m. on Friday, October 4th, at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Fifield. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation will be held at 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a prayer service at 7 p.m. on Thursday, October 3rd at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls. This has been the funeral notice for John Dale Sievert, age 88, of Fifield. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Green Bay wins back-to-back games with a backup quarterback. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. For the second straight week, Malik Willis guided the Packers to victory, a 30-14 win over his former team, Tennessee. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has come up big for Green Bay.
Maybe a change of scenery can be good for some guys. And I just cannot articulate the job that he's done in the short period of time. People can't fathom it. I promise you. You guys don't get it. I know you think you got it, but you don't get it. What he's been able to do is I've never seen something like this.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Next up, the Packers play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. The Brewers made an impressive comeback, its largest in 20 years, by rallying from down 8-0 in the third inning to win 10-9 over Arizona on Sunday. Next up, three games on the road in Pittsburgh before finishing the regular season with the Mets at home. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. A crisp and cool, refreshing day today under bright sunny skies as highs only climb to the upper 60s. As a few clouds filter in later this evening, overnight lows will fall to the upper 30s. Patchy fog is possible early tomorrow morning, then it'll be sunny and 70. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
98 Q Country.
Orange ball sinking in the water, toes in the sand, couldn't get much hotter. Little umbrella shaped margaritas, coconut oil tanning senoritas. Oh, now I know how Jimmy Buffett feels. On the wheel, cruising down the interstate, gas pedal sticks carries my car away. I was going as fast as a rambler goes. I could feel the speed from my head to my toes. Oh, now I know how Richard Petty feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two. Done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I haven't done. Saved 2 months, bought a little diamond. Tonight's the night, feels like perfect timing. Down on one knee on mama's front steps. Man, I'm gonna die if she really says yes. I wanna know how forever feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two. Done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is
o'clock hour keyword to go for the green or gold with our statewide text to win contest brought to you by Nemeth Implement. Don't worry, another 1 o'clock hour keyword coming up soon.
Got a little drunk last night. Something about a midnight rain. Staring at the ceiling fan. I couldn't get you off my brain. Guess I wasn't thinking straight. Couldn't tell wrong from right. I went ahead and called you up. I got a little drunk last night. I brought it all up, got it all out. What is it worth to both of us now? It's off my chest but never off my mind. Two drinks in. Last night, it got a little too far gone. The heart was talking way too loud. I don't remember what I said, I just remember breaking down. Been a full moon, might have been a little too tired to fight, might have been a got a little drunk last night. Might have been a song on the radio, might have been nothing, baby, I don't know. Might have been a girl that looked like you, might have been a fluke, might have been a full moon, might have been a too tired to fight. Might have been, I got a little drunk. Brought it all up, got it all out. What is it worth to both of us now? It's all-
little drunk last night. Thought I could keep it all inside, but I got a little drunk last night.
My country station.
My country. All day long.
Hey, y'all, this is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
I'll only have cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98Q Country.
A beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? What was I thinking? By the county line, the cops are nipping on our heels. Pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took the dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? A born-to-kill tattoo. Tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? She gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
Now from the Twisters soundtrack, Luke Combs, Ain't No Love in Oklahoma on 98Q Country.
Same old devil down the same.
now. Rascal Flatts,
Toby Keith,
Martina McBride.
They play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98 Q Country.
Wish I had a car. My junior ride is gonna notice me. I wish I had a dog. Seen her in the park with the puppy on a string, looking so cute, baby, sooner or later with me. And all my junior ride is gonna talk to me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. All my Gina Riley's gonna notice me. All to learn to dance with the hottest moves and the latest styles. Get her on the dance floor and after a while you see. And all my Gina Riley's gonna dance with me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. All my Gina Riley's gonna notice me. Gonna write a song, sing about her hair, her lips and her eyes, bring her to tears with my heart. My Gina Riley's gonna fall for me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. No, my Gina Riley's gonna fall for me. Everybody says,
Q Country.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar. Something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Enbridge believes access to reliable and affordable energy is essential. Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline moves that energy, transporting the raw product that's turned into transportation fuel and propane for thousands of homes, farms, and businesses here in Wisconsin. Propane keeps us warm, cooks our food, and powers farm and industrial equipment. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Here's to celebrating everyone's favorite time of year in Wisconsin with all our arty, fun-loving, foodie, feasting fall events. There's Kohler Food and Wine, Aaron's Art on Wheels at Road America, Red Cliff Cultural Days, Holy Hill Art and Craft Fair, and the Fests, Wausau's Ginseng Fest, Warren's Cranberry Fest, Bayfield Apple Fest, Milwaukee Film Fest. Whew. There's a whole lot of fall fun to be had in Wisconsin. Find more events at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me." Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A crisp and cool, refreshing day today under bright sunny skies as highs only climb to the upper 60s. As a few clouds filter in later this evening, overnight lows will fall to the upper 30s. Patchy fog is possible early tomorrow morning, then it'll be sunny and 70. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
98 Q Country.
She put him out like the burning end of a midnight cigarette. She broke his heart. He spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away a little at a time, but he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind. Until the night he put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger and finally drank away her memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. Found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, "I love her till I die." And when we buried him beneath the willow, the angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la. Short, but this time it was bigger
she had to get up off her knees. We found her with her face down in the pillow, clinging to his picture for dear life. We laid her next to him beneath the willow, while the angels sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Attention, please.
The hottest stars in country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey, y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98Q Country.
Winter getting colder, summer getting warmer, tidal wave come across the Mexican border. Why buy a gallon? It's cheaper by the barrel. Just don't get busted singing Christmas carols. That's us, that's right.
Gotta love this American ride.
Both ends of the ozone burning.
Funny how the world keeps turning.
Look, Ma, no hands.
I love this American.
Gets her rocks off watching Desperate Housewife. Daddy works his can off paying for the good life. Kids on the YouTube learning how to be cool. Living in a cruel world pays to be a mean girl. That's us, that's right.
Gotta love this American ride.
Both ends of the ozone burning.
Funny how the world keeps turning.
Look, Ma, no hands.
I love this American.
America stands. She gained 5 pounds and lost her crown. Quick fix, plastic surgical antidotes. Got herself a record deal. Can't even sing a note. Plasma getting bigger, Jesus getting smaller. Spill a cup of coffee, make $1 million. Customs caught a thug with an aerosol can. If the shoe don't fit, the fit's gonna hit the sham. That's us, that's right.
Gotta love this American.
Country.
There we were in the back of that old C-71. The road was dirt. A couple kids waiting on some cherry red. Baby, I still recall the taste. We were a few beers shy of freedom. I had my hands around your waist. I said, babe, I'm getting cold. I said, climb on in my jacket. You already know, like my heart, you can't have it. Up boots and high on a perfume buzz. That sea forever sky wasn't near as high as us.
Yeah, our hearts were beating faster than a runaway midnight train. We couldn't stay forever, but we said it anyway. Baby, hold me tight and never let me go. Look up at the sky, heaven's putting on a show.
Lynch, and we would love for you to be the star for your nonprofit group. If you have an event coming up, definitely give us the info at wcqm@civicmedia.us.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay. And it's time a few of them were recognized. Hello, Detroit auto worker. Let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, Pittsburgh steel mill worker. Let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who swings the hammer, driving home the nail. For the one behind the counter, ringing up the sale. For the one who fights the fire, the one who brings the mail. For everyone who works behind the scenes, you can see them every morning in the factories and the fields, in the city streets and the quiet country towns. Working together like spokes inside a wheel, they keep this country turning around. Hello, Kansas, Sweetfield farmer, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, West Virginia coal miner, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who drives the big rig up and down the road. For the one out in the warehouse bringing in the load. For the waitress, the mechanic, the policeman on patrol. For everyone who works behind the scenes, with a spirit you can't replace with no machine. Hello, America. Let me thank you for your time.
time?
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98Q Country.
Say goodbye, see you around. We turn our backs, then turn back around. We break up, we make up, and we make love. We can't seem to let go, girl. So I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with the closure. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire when it's still burning? Just when I think moving on's getting closer, I'm coming over. I'm all alone, but you're on my phone, telling me you miss me and that you're at home. Who knows what we are in the morning? All I know is I want you, so I'm coming. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire that's burning? I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with the closure. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire when it's still burning? Just when I think moving on's getting closer,
y'all. It is your boy Jelly Roll.
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
I'll only live cowgirl, never gonna settle on down, girl.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
98Q Country.
Where we grew up down by the railroad tracks, shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to "Give Me Three Steps, Simple Man" and Curtis Low. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our ass, then we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's a way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way.
These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got, and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. We fall down and we get up. We walk around and we talk tough. We got heart and we got nerve. And even if we are a bit disturbed. My people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got, and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. Oh no, these are my people.
That's Rodney Adkins. My name is Laura McKenna in for Travis this week. Thank you so much for being a part of our day. Were you waiting in line or were you the first to get your hands on one of the new iPhone 16s that came out on Friday? I am, in my circle of friends, I am the least techie person that there is. And I also don't like to be the first in line because I like everybody else to figure out how it works and figure out life. And then let me know, because I know that I'm going to be having to make a call anytime I use new tech or tech that I've been using for a while. Like, why does this thing not work? And they're like, well, you know, how about turn it up, turn it on again, plug it in. That usually helps. And sometimes that's all it
takes. Let's talk about your next vehicle with Pete from Wheelway in Fifield, because we have a big event coming. Pete, September 17th to the 23rd, you're bringing all the cars back to Wheelway, right?
We're bringing them all up. Our year-end fall savings event. All of your vehicles can be marked down. Thousands of dollars price to sell. Payments as low as $199 per month.
Check out the flyer. It's got all kinds of information on the sale that they got. And if they bring that flyer in, Pete, that could be worth how much?
Hey, you never know. You might be the $20,000 winner. But if there's somebody else that's guaranteed out of $40,000, that's better odds than the lottery. It's a guaranteed $20,000 plus many other prizes you can win on there.
Grab that flyer, bring it in, check out all the vehicles.
Absolutely. We're going to have trucks, cars, SUVs, minivans. I know it's hard to talk about, but winter's coming up around the corner. You want to have a roadworthy, reliable vehicle. And we have every make and model up there in Fifield on 17th to the 23rd of September.
If they have any questions, Pete, about the big event, they can always give you guys a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
98Q Country.
Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I said I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last